J-Lo says now she doesn't want to get married. She's thinking about not getting married to A-Rod.
Right, and I can't decide whether it's because she doesn't want to be married again in general, or she doesn't want to marry him, like she's already tired of him. You know, I just don't know why she would want to be married. I think the reason to get married is if, like, you want to combine bank accounts and you have kids together and all that kind of stuff. Just live together and be a couple. Like, why would you complicate things by getting married? Because then if it doesn't work out, then you have to worry about, like, a prenup and you're paying lawyers and it's a whole thing. Just date and live together. You're 50.
Our age, you know, we've both been married before. You know, it's like, do we get married? Do we not? What does it mean for us? And it comes down to like personal, like, what do you want to do? There's definitely no rush though. It was really sad because we were supposed to get married in June. Mm-hmm. And we had planned it all in March or April. We're looking down the pipe and we're going, this is maybe not going to happen. We canceled it. And then we tried to regroup for later in the year, you know, a few months ago, and I was like, nope, still not the right time. So it was just a little disappointing. And then you just think to yourself, well, things will happen in their divine time.
This will be her fourth marriage. She was married to a dude named Johnny Noah first for a year. Then she was married to her backup dancer, Chris Judd, remember? She was married to him for 2 years. And then Mark Anthony she was with for the longest time, like 10 years. She's been with Alex Rodriguez since 2017. This is about the time that she starts to get, remember, they've been under lockdown together. My boyfriend Joe and I were talking about this the other day, that lockdown is like dog years. You know, normally like you have your life, they have their lives, they're busy mm-hmm. doing stuff. And you see them like, I don't know, a couple times a week. You know what I mean? You see them every day, but you're busy. When you're on lockdown and you're with somebody 24/7, it is like dog years. Like this past 9 months have been like 9 years.
Mm-hmm.
So I can understand if she's a little sick of Alex Rodriguez. She's exciting. She has a great life and stuff like that. He's a little boring. I just don't think he's exciting enough for her. And I just think the more time she spends with him, the more she's like, oh, the rest of my life. I don't know.
I know.
You know what I mean?
They're a little different than you are though, because she can go get lost in her 20,000 square foot apartment, and then he can go to the theater room and be away from her. You guys are one bedroom apartment. It's right. Totally different. I mean, Joe cannot get, he cannot go to the third floor and get lost in his man cave. That's not happening. So
that's a good point. No, but they still have to eat all their meals together. You know,
they don't. They're in separate zip codes in that house. They're in the Hamptons.
No. They're still living together. I mean, and she can't binge watch The Queen's Gambit without him. You know, they have to watch that together. He'd be mad otherwise. So, and they have kids there, so they got to attend to the kids. You know what I mean? So I think even though they're in a giant house and they have several houses all over the country,
mm-hmm.
they're still together a lot.
They're not together like you and Joe are together.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true.
They could go, I think, 2 or 3 days and not see each other. Just be in separate wings. You guys have no shot at going any amount of days without seeing each other. You're always there.
It's worse than that. I had to like wait for him to come out of the bathroom. I was like, oh, I'm waiting in line for my own bathroom.
You're like a bad scab that never goes away. It's, oh, you scratch it. Sometimes it leaves for an hour, but it comes right back and it bleeds and it grows larger the next day.
It is not the same. But I do think that after a while, J-Lo, as hot as she is and as rich as she is and all that kind of stuff, I think that just wears on you. You know, I just think like, remember, he was kind of a player before her. Remember years ago, somebody sent me a meme and it was this gorgeous, gorgeous woman, like this model, like this Playboy model. She was stunning. And it slowly revealed the words, someone out there is sick of her shit. And I just feel like every time I look at J-Lo, I'm like, you know what? I'm sure at this point, Alex Rodriguez is probably sick of her crap.
Okay, 20 years ago, Billy Joel got sick of Christy Brinkley.
That's right.
He sat there on the
couch.
It
wasn't even COVID.
It wasn't COVID. They probably haven't seen each other in months because he's on the road. He's doing gigs. She's doing things. She's doing whatever. And he looked at her and said, I've had enough. And that wasn't COVID. And that's Christy Brinkley. She's so hot.
Rick Ocasek, probably the ugliest man in music, got sick of Paulina Poroskova, the supermodel.
Yeah, so any guy can sit on the couch and look at you at any time and go,
I can't anymore with this. Right.
Oh, make this stop. Yeah, A-Rod is going through the same thing. I mean, he's a baseball guy. He has fun play. He really hasn't done anything but play a game his whole life. He's really a 14-year-old.
And well, her too. I mean, she's been dancing and singing and all that kind of stuff her whole life. She's had fun her whole life.
And then every 15 seconds, his Tinder's going ding, ding, ding with 19-year-olds, you know, showing boobs and stuff. And he's like, oh, God, one more day.
You know, okay, so you think J-Lo turned 50 and he was like, what am I doing? I mean, it's J-Lo, but I can still have two 25-year-olds.
He can have three 20-year-olds at the same time. He's A-Rod. He can do anything he wants. But no, he's got to be stuck there with J-Lo. And she has got to be a bigger pain in the ass than you.
She's a famous pain in the ass.